From the KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'd like to remind you, you know, as this program reaches the community, topics that are pertinent and relevant to you. One of those is hopefully your marriage. Family life is preparing for the weekend to remember at Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa in Santa Ana Pueblo near Bernalillo, Friday, February 6th through Sunday, February 8th. And there's an opportunity for you to be a part of that with Family Life. Go to familylife.com/weekend2remember to find out more. And listen, if you, if your organization, your church especially, or maybe you're part of a parachurch organization, if you have an event going on you want to reach the community with, make sure to go to our website at klyt.fm. And you can go to the events page or on the home page even. There's a place for you to click to fill out a quick form to get us the details about an event you're having so that others know about it. You can also email directly studio@klyt.fm. Would love to hear from you because hopefully you're hearing from us, right? Most of the day, great programming, and you get to hear from our sponsors, one of which is in studio with us, Black Bear Medicare in studio with us. Dave and Carol Beth Stewart, we so much appreciate not only the investment you've made in this ministry, but in our community. But the reason we love to have you in is, you know, it's an opportunity to ask the expert. And I'm going to be doing that. I'll leave the phone lines open. I don't know how many calls we can take, but if you have a question and we can answer it, we will. But if we can't answer it on the air, we'll make it a point to figure out how we can answer your question today on the topic of Medicare. But David, Carol Beth, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Steve.
Well, when you were walking in, I asked, you know, if you're recovering because you just went through essentially what is the main window of enrollment for the year. But, you know, we've already off the air. I've been educated. I thought, you know, I asked you off the air a question that we're going to be getting to. But for those not familiar, Carol Beth, what is a Medicare broker, and what do Medicare brokers do?
That's a great question. So we help educate people about Medicare, and then we also help people assist them with their Medicare decisions, which would include choosing a plan and enrolling in a plan. And primarily we do that through educational seminars where people can come and just learn some Medicare basics. And then we do a lot of meeting with people one-on-one so that we can answer their specific questions about Medicare and how to choose a Medicare plan. And some of the things that we go over with people is calendar, which mm-hmm. is when is your time to enroll or change plans. And then comparing the types of plans available, we talk about comparing the cost, the coverage, and the care that they can receive from different types of plan. And then finally, we like to let people know that as a broker, we're in their corner, which just means we're there to be their advocate, to help them with their Medicare plans, and to assist them throughout the year.
All right. Now, and you say throughout the year, we're looking now at obviously at 2026. And as with so many other industries, every year brings something new. And for those who maybe, you know, have already enrolled in years past and you're like, I'm enrolled. I got it. I know my plan's set. The truth is things change. Every year, typically, David, there's something new. What do you see new in 2026?
Well, the part that most people don't want to hear is the cost of everything changes, right? So typically things go up, not down. And so their Part B, B as in banana, their Part B cost will go up to, for most people, it'll be $203 a month. If the government considers you high income, you get to pay more. And if they consider you low income, the state might pay that for you. So we can talk to people about that. But
is there a general amount that it goes up percentage-wise every year? Is it cost of living, or what is that usually like?
We have no control over that. The government publishes the cost of living increase. You know, it was 185 last year, and it's 203 this year. So it bumps up just a little bit.
Does it ever go down?
Well, it did go down 1 year, I can think of, in the last 10 years.
Yeah, so, you know.
Very rare.
Yeah, well, we can pray for that.
If they overshot, you know what I mean? If they, then they might do a correction the following year. But the deductibles go up, the part you have to pay first before your benefits kick in, that goes up. There is a new thing that people may have seen in 2025, but most people still aren't aware of, is the government has put a cap on prescription drug costs. So there used to be something called a donut hole, which has gone away. And so now the most you will pay for your prescription drugs, if all of your drugs are covered on the formulary, is $2,100 a year.
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
For most people, yes.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, in addition, of course, having the good news of the gospel that I know you have, you brought some other good news with you. Always glad to have that. And actually, when you're walking in, part of what we did discuss, and I mentioned, you just went through the busy season. Now, remind me, what is the typical enrollment window in the fall?
October 15 to December 7 is when you have a chance. If you're already on Medicare, that's when you have a chance to make a change.
Okay. Part of what we were talking about is there's people who are like, I totally meant to reach out before the 7th and I didn't. The big oops you mentioned off the air. Carol Beth, for those that's occurred, for whatever reason, you have some other information to share as far as a window that's available January through March.
Yes, that's correct. We have a special enrollment period that started January 1st and will go through March 31st. And it's called open enrollment for people who are on an Advantage plan or a Part C plan. And we affectionately call this the oops period because it is... It's an opportunity for people who did not make a change in the fall. They can make a one-time change during this open enrollment period. And so they, it's for people who are on an Advantage plan already, they can change to a different Advantage plan. And that will take effect the first of the following month that they make the change. So if you forgot to make that change this fall, you have a one-time opportunity to do that.
Okay. Now, if you're talking to people who would have been first-time enrollment.
So this is for people who are already on an Advantage plan.
And if they were not on an Advantage plan and they didn't do it, what's the recourse for them?
So... there are different special enrollment periods, so depending on their specific situation, we'd have to look to see when they have an opportunity.
Okay, so really, I mean, the best answer is if you're not sure about something when it comes to your Medicare, the thing to do is get in touch with a Medicare broker that can walk you through what your options are now, depending, you know, on what time of year it is and what have you. And hey, we're up against the break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, David, I'll ask now, so we'll tease the people that are waiting for this question. What kinds of problems does being on COBRA insurance or a MediShare plan present if you're over the age of 65, if that applies to you, that and other great questions in regards to your Medicare are on the way after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, we're spending the first couple segments on today's show with David and Carol Beth Stewart of Black Bear Insurance. And David, I asked before we went to the break, but now I'm actually give you the time to straighten us all out here on what kinds of problems does being on COBRA insurance or MediShare plan present if you're over the age of 65?
So we do run into this quite a bit. Basically, when you're 65 and over, the government wants you to have creditable coverage. Creditable coverage, that's a legal phrase. And COBRA does not count as creditable coverage. So people leaving their work plans that do not have a new job and they're moved to COBRA, that's fine under age 65. But once you're 65, you need to sign up for Medicare Part B and probably an Advantage plan or certainly a supplement plan. But the other problem is similar with MediShare. MediShare plans are a neat solution for people who can't afford normal insurance or like to participate in the let's put it all in one pot and
right.
kind of divvy up the expense. But beyond age 65, again, not creditable coverage. And so you still have to sign up for Medicare Part B and Part D, which means you're going to have the Part B premium of $203 a month. And you don't need the MediShare premium
okay.
anymore when just Advantage plans are a $0 premium for a large part of them.
Out of curiosity, is the cost for those MediShares more or less than that usually? Or it kind of depends on the person?
Depends on the person and your yeah. age and if yeah. you do have dependents and those kinds of things.
Yeah. All right. Well, Carol Beth, let's go back to you. When does someone enroll in Medicare? Now, I'm not quite 60. I'll be 60 this year, and I'm already like, all right, man. I want to be set. What's the timing there? When does someone really need to enroll in Medicare?
So for initial enrollment into Medicare, there are two primary enrollment periods, and the first one is the 7-month period around your birthday month
okay.
that you turn 65.
Oh, okay.
So, but for someone who is on a group health insurance plan and they want to work past age 65,
yep.
then they may be able to postpone enrolling in Medicare as long as their group health insurance is considered creditable, like uh-huh. David mentioned. And creditable just means that it's as good or better than Medicare.
Okay.
And usually you can have that verified through your who covers your group health plan. They can verify if it's creditable coverage. So if you plan to work past 65 and you have creditable coverage, then you need to start enrolling in Medicare 3 months before you retire or go off that creditable coverage.
Okay. And you know, I want to say this to the listener too. You could be driving around and go, man, I should be writing this down. Reminder that this is archived at abqconnect.online. And come back and walk through it and take notes and make sure you're all set and prepared with the information you need to know about Medicare. It can be a little intimidating for people. You know, Dave and Carol Beth, you work with it every day. You're like, I got this. But even you are continually getting educated on, and we mentioned that earlier in the broadcast, every year there's something new. Carol Beth, let's come back to you too on the Medicare plans. What types of Medicare plans are available?
So depending on what kind of work you've had, you may have retiree plans available to you. If you've been in the military, you may have specific plans that are available to you for being in the military. David and I primarily work with what are called individual plans that are for people who are signing up for a Medicare plan that's available to them as an individual.
Okay.
But all these plans have two main categories, and they differ in how you pay, so the cost, the types of benefits you have, which is your coverage, and then where you can get care or like the network that you work within.
Okay.
And so the two like broad categories, one is called a supplement plan. It has another name called Medigap plan. That means the same thing. And then the second category is called an Advantage plan or a Part C plan. So when people come into the office, we look at what types of plans they have available, and we compare them based on the cost, the coverage, and the care that they would receive from those different plans. We help them compare, help them know what's available to them personally. And then, you know, of course, it's up to them to make that decision.
Okay. And I'm going to guess a gap plan, a supplement plan, that would be in, you know, if you have other coverage, is that correct? You'd continue your other coverage and the supplement or the gap would cover anything that's not covered?
Yes. So a supplement plan, it's called supplement because it comes alongside your original Medicare.
Okay.
So
okay.
Everybody has to start with original Medicare, which is the government program. Mm-hmm. And then a supplement plan just comes alongside that original Medicare and helps to cover what you're responsible for paying when you have original Medicare.
Okay. And, you know, Dave, we've already talked a little bit about, you know, how you as a Medicare broker and other Medicare brokers, you know, are continually educating themselves. There is an absolute why people need a Medicare broker. We kind of touched on that a little bit, and I could guess, but I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. What is the importance of using a Medicare broker? Because people can do this by themselves, but there's an advantage, I'm assuming, to decide to use a Medicare broker.
Well, I'll back up a little bit. I learned about this and kind of got into it because I was helping my father years ago.
Yeah.
And he was worried he was going to run out of money. I said, Dad, you're fine. And he said, but I'm worried about health care. And I said, Dad, don't you have Medicare? He said, David, Medicare doesn't cover everything. And that was the first light bulb moment. I researched it and learned about it and realized that was true and learned more and more and then helped mom and grandma and so forth and realized, wow, this is a huge thing that nobody knows about. And so the other part I learned is that Medicare brokers don't charge anything. So I thought, wow, wouldn't that be cool if I could help people, serve people, and not have to charge them anything? So think about your taxes. Could you do your taxes yourself? You could.
Yeah.
And many people do. But one of the reasons you do is because of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you could go see a CPA and they could show you all the deductions, all the places to save money, all the ways to do it correctly and not be penalized, and they didn't charge you anything?
Right.
That's what we do.
Right. Yeah. And you know, to be honest with you, often going to see a CPA, they're going to save you enough money to pay for there's not all the time, but some, you know, sometimes able to pay for the services. And correct me if I'm wrong, essentially the way that a broker gets paid with Medicare, a Medicare broker, the insurance companies are paying them when they, and really what you want to do is find a Medicare broker that has your best interest at mind. And if you can find, you know, it's find a good doctor, find a good mechanic, find that Medicare broker that, because there are different plans for different people's needs. And that's part of spending time with a Medicare broker are the, you know, they go, well, I need this kind of a treatment. I need these things. Well, then there's a different plan for that. Is that right?
That's true. But you also need someone in your corner because things go wrong.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. Well, let's find out.
Right.
Well, let me contact the insurance company with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to ask these questions. Well, we need to file an appeal. Well, we need to look for a special enrollment period to make your change. And so having a broker, someone besides the 1-800 number to contact to get help, that's how we spend the rest of our year is helping our clients do those things.
And the truth is, if you're going to find a local broker, you know, whether you're in Michigan or California or New Mexico, every state has different things to consider. And if you have someone, you know, if you're the difference between being on the phone with a 1-800 person, they may not be as well equipped for where you live. And it's just a good practice to find a trusted Medicare broker, you know, near you that can walk you through what you need, you know, during the enrollment period. And then, like you said, through the year when these things come up, that there's someone to call in your corner. So, we covered a lot. And you would turn around and we're out of time. But I do want to mention that you also offer workshops for the community to attend, typically a public area. You know, we
starting in February, we'll be having Medicare 101s at the library, and you could find those on our website. I don't think they're up yet today, but by the end of the month, you'll be able to see when those seminars are. We could set up one-on-one appointments.
Okay. And more information about where to find that, just go to our webpage at klyt.fm. Scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll find Black Bear there. And on the website, you know, it may not be there, but watch for the workshops to be posted there. Great information. Again, David and Carol Beth, so much appreciate your service to our community and your time to inform the KLYT listener going to school on Medicare. Good stuff.
Thank you, Steve. Lord bless you.
All right. And stay with us. There's more to come after this on ABQ Connect.